In the light of hadith, 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 in the light of hadith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome in our program In the Light of Hadith. Today we will discuss a very beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Hadith had been narrated by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The text of hadith, An Abi Umamata radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man ahabba lillahi wa abghada lillahi wa a'ata lillahi wa mana'a lillahi faqad istakmala al-iman. Rawahu at-Tirmidhi. عن معاذ بن انس مع تقديم وتاخير وفيه فقد استكمل ايمانه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever gives for the sake of Allah, withholds for the sake of Allah, loves for the sake of Allah, and dislikes for the sake of Allah, he has indeed perfected his faith. This hadith has been reported in Tirmidhi Sharif, Kitab Sifat al-Qiyamah wa al-Daqa'iq. A very beautiful message and teaching has been given in this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Man ahabba lillah, whoever loves for Allah, for the sake of Allah, and if he dislikes someone or something, he dislikes that person or that thing for the sake of Allah. If he gives someone, he gives for the sake of Allah. And if he withholds something, he holds that for the sake of Allah. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the reward that that person has perfected his faith. He has perfected his iman. And about the same quality, in other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned another reward. And that is, finding the sweetness of iman, sweetness of faith, as we have discussed about that hadith as well. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, salafun man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawat al-iman. Three qualities, when found in someone, he will find the sweetness of iman, sweetness of faith. What were those three qualities? Man kana Allah wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma. Allah and his messenger would be dearer to him more than anything else. And the second quality was, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. If he loves someone, if he likes someone, he loves and likes only for the sake of Allah. So for that quality, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the other reward, finding the sweetness of faith, finding the sweetness of iman. This quality is very, very desirable in the court of Allah. Because the meaning of this quality is that a person, he has made Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his first priority. He loves his wealth as he loves wealth. But the love of Almighty Allah will overcome this love. And all other loves would be overcome by the love of Allah. As Allah has mentioned this quality in many ayat in the Holy Quran. In one place Allah has stated, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. About wealth, about property. We like and love our wealth and property. And that is a natural thing. Naturally, we love our wealth and property. But here Allah mentions, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. By no means shall you attain a righteousness unless you spend of that which you love. Means what you love, your property, you will have to spend in the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for getting the pleasure of Allah. Then you will get piety. Then you will attain piety. Then you will get al-bir. Then in another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَصِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا سورة الدهر. And they give food for the love of Allah to destitute and the orphan and the captive, saying, we feel you seeking Allah's pleasure only. We wish from you neither reward nor thanks. Meaning they are feeding poor people, destitute, orphans, captives. And they are saying, we feed you only for getting the pleasure of Allah. We don't need any reward from you and we don't need any thanks from you. So that was their intention. They have preferred the love of Allah over everything. They are spending their own wealth. They are spending their food. They are spending their wealth. And though they love that wealth and property, but they are preferred the love of Allah over the love of this property and wealth. So it means they have made Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have made getting the pleasure of Allah the first priority for them. And in other words, we can say, as our physical actions, physical deeds should be for the sake of Allah. The actions we do physically, we make intention, then we do, those should be for the sake of Allah. Not only those actions, not only those physical actions, even our emotions, our desires, our loves, our wishes should be for the sake of Allah. Means everything of us should be for the sake of Allah. And that is the thing which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in another ayah, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So say, O beloved Prophet, verily my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are only for Allah, the Lord of the all mankind. So here prayers are for Allah, sacrifices are for Allah, living is for Allah, and dying is for Allah as well. So when the life of a person is only for the sake of Allah, so whatever is included in life, all those things will be for the sake of Allah. So our desires, our wishes, our preferences, our priorities, and our physical deeds, our emotions, and our desires, everything should be for the sake of Allah. And then in another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the same quality. In other words, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And of mankind is he who would sell himself seeking the pleasure of Allah. He is selling himself. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ. He is selling his own self. Why? اِمْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Seeking the pleasure of Allah. So what is that? They are sacrificing their lives. They are selling out their lives for what? For getting the pleasure of Allah. So that is a thing which is required and which is demanded from the faith of a person. That when he has believed in Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he has believed in Allah as his Lord, as his most beloved, so then every other thing should be second priority and the pleasure of Allah should be the first priority. About this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi Rahmatullah has stated very beautifully. He commented on this hadith very beautifully. He said, basically, the message of Islam is that every action of a Muslim should be for the sake of Allah. That is the main message. That is the main thing. And the four things which have been mentioned in this hadith, Man Ahabba Lillahi Wa Aata Lillahi Wa Man'a Lillah, loving and loving someone or something, hating or disliking someone or something, giving and withholding, give and take. Mostly, these four things are mostly for our nafs, for our baser self. If we love someone, we love for our own selves. If we hate someone because of some personal reasons, if we give someone to get some worldly benefits, and if we withhold something from someone, so only because of some personal issues. If someone is seeking some help from us and we are withholding our help and we are not giving anything to him, why? Because of some personal issues. Might be we have some grievances with him, might be there are some problems, there are some issues between us, so that's why we are withholding and we are not giving anything to the other person. But when these four things, which are usually done for ourselves, for our nerves, for our basic self, when these four things would be for the sake of Allah, so then all the other things will be for the sake of Allah as well, very easily. So that is a message in this hadith. And the same thing has been mentioned in many ayat in the Holy Quran as well. Man ahabba lillah, means the love and liking should be for the sake of Allah, and disliking should be for the sake of Allah as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in one ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, la tattakhidu aba'akum wa ikhwanakum awliya'a in istahabbul kufra ala al-iman wa man yatawallahum minkum fa'ula'ika humul zalimun. O you who believe, make not your fathers and your brothers as friends. Make not your fathers and your brothers as friends. If they prefer disbelief to belief, if they prefer disbelief to belief, so though they are your fathers, they are your brothers, even then, you make not them as your friends. That is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Sahaba Ikram fulfilled this commandment. They acted upon this commandment, and they showed the height of submission to the commandment of Allah. How greatly they fulfilled this commandment, as in the battle of Badr, then in the battle of Uhud. So who were their enemies on the other side? When Sahaba Ikram was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were on this side, and on the other side, who were those people? Some of them were the fathers of the Sahaba Ikram, some of them were the uncle, someone was the relatives and brothers. But because they were the enemies of Allah, and they were the enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they came to attack on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Islam. So because they came as enemies of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the enemies of Allah, so though they were brothers, fathers, relatives, uncle, and whatever, Sahaba Ikram fought them, and they fought them in that war, and they didn't care of anything. As in one hadith, it has been mentioned, once Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, so he was not Muslim at the time of Battle of Badr. So when he accepted Islam and he met Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so once he told Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh my father, once in the Battle of Badr, you appeared in front of me, and if I wanted to kill you, I would kill you. But because you are a father, so I left you free. I didn't do anything against you." When listening to this, having listened to this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered, "But oh my son, if you had appeared in front of me, I would have killed you, because that time you were the enemies of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That was the passion and that was the strength of the faith of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And similarly, that was the heart and that was the strength of the faith of other Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in as well. Why? Because they knew very clearly, when they have accepted faith, when they have believed in Allah, so now getting the pleasure of Allah must be their first priorities. So they showed the height of iman, the strength of iman. Man ahabba lillahi wa aata lillahi wa abghada lillahi. If they dislike someone, they dislike for the sake of Allah. So as they have described in their stories. Then the other thing, giving and withholding something from someone for the sake of Allah. So as we like our wealth, we love our wealth, but when we love Allah Azza wa Jal more than anything else, so then we sacrifice that wealth for the sake of Allah. Our giving and our withholding become for the sake of Allah. As there are many stories of Sahaba Ikram, when they who acted upon this commandment of Islam. As Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the beginning of Islam, when infidels of Makkah, they used to oppress new Muslims who accepted faith, as Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as Sayyidina Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and other Sahaba Ikram. So their masters, infidel masters, they used to oppress them. And Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he found any opportunity to buy these slaves, so he bought them and used to set them free. So when many times he did that action again and again, so some people said, might be these slaves have some favors on Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and because of that he is buying them and he is setting them free to pay the return of their favors. So mean they considered the action, the deed of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not for the sake of Allah only. That is to pay the return of their favors which he had received in past from these slaves, from these people. So when they said these words, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed some verses of the Holy Quran for the sincerity of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for mentioning the sincerity of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Allah Azza wa Jal revealed these ayah, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَطْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah Azza wa Jal stated, and the most pious Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, the most pious will be kept away from hell. He who spends his wealth for increase in self-purification, and who has no favor from anyone for which a reward is accepted in return, except only the desire to seek the countenance of his Lord, the Most High, and he surely will be pleased. So Allah Azza wa Jal described and explained, there is no favor. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. There is no favor of anyone on Siddiqui Akbar, on the most pious Siddiqui Akbar, which has to be returned, which has to be accepted to pay return back. There is no favor over Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So then why does he do? Why is he doing? Why is he selling? Why is he buying? And then setting them free. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Subhanallah. Except only the desire to seek the pleasure of his Lord the Most High. To getting the pleasure of Allah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will be pleased with him. And Siddiqui Akbar will be pleased with the pleasure of Allah, with the reward of Allah. So now, what is the purpose of giving by Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? The purpose of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only one, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has described, إِلَّا بْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. So that is the thing, when أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ, who gives something to someone for the sake of Allah. And Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the leader of those people who give anything to other people for the sake of Allah. Then withholding for the sake of Allah, not giving to someone for the sake of Allah. There is another very beautiful story about which Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed in the Holy Quran. Once, some hypocrites people, some munafiki, they accused Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. They accused Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And one of those accusers was one relative of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It means the accuser was a relative of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha as well, because Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is the daughter of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anha. But that person who was one of the accusers, he used to get help from Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu on and off, means on different occasions. Siddiqui Akbar, because he was poor and he was relative of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala used to give him his necessities and his needs. But when he accused Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got too much angry with him. Because I am helping this person, I am supporting this person, I am feeding this person, and this person is ungrateful to the extent that he has accused even my own daughter. So Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu swore by Allah that I would never give him anything more. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has sworn not to give him anything. But this vow and this swear was not for the sake of Allah. That was for his personal grievances against that person, because he had accused Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, Siddiq Akbar, he is Ataqa, he is most pious, and he is the leader of Siddiqeen, and he was the biggest Siddiq, the extremely truthful. So then Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu announced that in future I will never give anything to this person who has accused my daughter. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed ayah in the Holy Quran to rectify the deed of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. And let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen and the poor and those who left their homes for Allah's cause. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? That was in question style, that was the commandment of Allah. In those people among you who are blessed with the graces of Allah and who are blessed with wealth, they must not swear that they would never give to anything to any person. They must not do that. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. They should pardon. They should forgive. أَلَّا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you love that Allah should forgive you? So then Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu listened to this ayah of the Holy Quran. He said, why not? I love the forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu again announced that I would continue my favor to this person. To this person. Who was that person who has accused the daughter of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha? So even though he has accused her, but because withholding of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding that person was his personal grievances, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him, and Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala again continued, again started his giving to that person. So that is the meaning of this blessed hadith, Man aata lillahi wa mana'a lillahi, who gives for the sake of Allah and withhold for the sake of Allah. Then he withheld for his own self, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them, and they again started to give for the sake of Allah. So that was Man aata lillahi, giving for the sake of Allah. And when their withholding was not for the sake of Allah, so then Allah Azza wa Jal rectified them. Allah Azza wa Jal rectified Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when a person got these qualities, means his love and hate, his likings and disliking, his giving and withholding become only for the sake of Allah, so then he perfects his faith. His iman is perfected and he gets the sweetness of faith and iman. Then another hadith about the same topic. And Abi Zaddi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afdalul a'mali al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdu fillah. It was narrated that Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most virtuous of deeds are loving for the sake of Allah and hating for the sake of Allah. The most virtuous deeds, afdalul a'mal, the most virtuous deed is loving for the sake of Allah and hating for the sake of Allah. Now we should think about our own conditions as well. If we love someone, so what is the purpose? And if we dislike someone or something, so what is the reason? Our love and a hate is for the sake of Allah, or is for our personal matters, our personal issues. If we hate someone, so we hate because of our personal issues. And if we love someone, so just for worldly benefits, just for our some natural desires. But where is for the sake of Allah? So we have to evaluate our conditions. Now this action is best of the qualities, is best of the iman, is best of the actions. Why? Because when someone loves for the sake of Allah, it means he has love of Allah in his heart. That's why he loves someone for the sake of Allah. So it means before loving someone for the sake of Allah, he has already love of Allah in his heart. And when he has love of Allah in his heart, so then all of his deeds and actions would be for the sake of Allah. Those would be rectified and those would be correct. Because when he has pure and perfect love of Allah in his heart, so then his actions would be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. And then the other thing, all other deeds, as we offer prayer, and we pay zakah, and we perform hajj, and we observe fastings. So all these deeds are done by our body, but love and hate, that is done by heart. And the deeds and actions of heart are better than the actions of body. So that's why loving for the sake of Allah and disliking for the sake of Allah is better than other actions. That's why it is said, أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ أَلْحُبُّ لِلَّهِ وَالْبُغْسُ فِي اللَّهِ. Then, what is the meaning of love for Allah and what is the meaning of dislike for the sake of Allah? So, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has given a very beautiful example. He had mentioned, if someone loves a chef, a cook, because that chef and cook cooked very delicious food, and this person who is loving that cook, he will purchase food from that person and gives to poor people, and the poor people would be happy and satisfied. They would be happy because of that delicious food. So if someone loves and likes a chef because of delicious foods given to poor people, that love is for the sake of Allah. Though he is liking only that chef and cook, but that love is for the sake of Allah. And if someone loves a scholar and he loves only for this purpose, that I would learn knowledge from this scholar and then I will earn worldly wealth through this knowledge, so then his love with that scholar is not for the sake of Allah. That is for something else. That is for worldly wealth. That is not for the sake of Allah. So now, look, loving a cook is for the sake of Allah, and loving a scholar is not for the sake of Allah. Depends upon the intention of a person. What is our intention? What is our intention? If a person loves a wealthy person, a rich person, why? Because that rich person, that wealthy person spends his wealth on a masjid. He has installed some ACs in a masjid. And because of that, people come to that masjid, they rush toward that masjid, they offer tarawih prayer, their obligatory prayers in that masjid, because the environment of that masjid is very good. So if someone loves that rich person because of his spending wealth in the path of Allah, that love would be for the sake of Allah. That love would be for the sake of Allah. So it depends upon intention. If we rectify our intention, if we correct our intention, so then we can get this quality very easily. Loving for the sake of Allah and disliking for the sake of Allah. Then it has this quality and this good deed. Loving for the sake of Allah has a lot of excellences. It has a lot of excellences. In one hadith, in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith has been narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله عز وجل المتحابون في جلالي لهم منابر من نور يغبطهم النبيون والشهداء. Almighty Allah said, those who love each other for my glory will have pulpits of light that the prophets and the martyrs would like them so much. Those people who love each other because of my glory, because of my jalal, because of my dignity, because of my exaltedness, those people who love each other for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes their reward, they would be on the pulpits of light on the day of judgment. On the pulpits of light. Lahum manabiru min nurin. For them, there will be pulpits of light on the day of judgment. And prophets and martyrs, they would like the state of those people who loved each other in this world, who loved each other for the sake of Allah. That is the reward of loving for the sake of Allah. Then another hadith has been narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, أنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أفضل الإيمان قال أن تحب لله وتبغض لله وتعمل لسانك في ذكر الله قال وماذا يا رسول الله قال وأن تحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك وتكره لهم ما تكره لنفسك سيدنا معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the best kind of iman Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered it is that you love for Allah's sake and dislike for Allah's sake and you engage your tongue in the remembrance of Allah he asked and what more ya Rasulullah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered you should like for the people what you like for yourself and you should dislike for them what you dislike for yourself hadith has been narrated in musnad imam ahmad bin hanbal now look at the nature of this question hazrat muawiyah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the question look at the nature of the question as I have mentioned in one hadith previously as well about one hadith sayyidina muawiyah bin jabal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked a very beautiful question here again Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked a very beautiful question and this question shows the mentality of Sahaba ikram, the mindset of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What remained in their mind? What did they feel about their faith and the demands of the faith? His question was about the best quality of faith. Afdalil iman. Ya Rasulullah, what is the best quality of faith? What is the best deed of faith and iman? So, these kind of questions should be asked. Instead of just useless questions, these are the questions which should be asked. Ya Rasulullah, an afdalil iman. Ya Rasulullah, tell me about the best quality of iman. He asked three questions and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered all. The last part of hadith, inshallah, we will discuss in our other episode because that is very lengthy discussion. So inshallah we'll discuss in other episode. But the two questions which have been mentioned, which have been asked in this hadith. So I'll explain. Sa'ala an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an afdal al-iman. He asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the best quality of iman, about the best kind of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered him, loving for the sake of Allah and disliking for the sake of Allah. We have discussed on this part in our previous discussion. The second question, Ya Rasulullah, what more? Means what is another quality, the best quality of iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, Tu'milu lisanaka fi dhikrillah. You should engage your tongue in the remembrance of Allah. You should engage your tongue in the remembrance of Allah. Means your tongue should be busy and engaged in dhikrullah, in the remembrance of Allah. Why? Because that is the fruit of the hearts of believers. Remembrance of Allah, dhikrullah azza wa jal, that is the sweetness of our faith. That is the sweetness of our iman. Making mention the name of Allah and remembering the name of Allah, so that is the essence of our iman. And remembrance of Allah has a lot of excellences. As when we recite the Holy Quran, when we read the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so how many excellences do we find about remembrance of Allah? In the Holy Quran, Allah azza wa jal has described the quality of intelligent people, ulil albab, the intelligent people. Allah azza wa jal described, alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 191. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying down on their sides. They are beloved people to Allah. They are the beloved bondsmen in the court of Allah. Who remember Allah while standing and sitting and lying down on their beds. It means in every condition and in every state they remember Allah. And how can someone get this condition and this quality when he remembers Allah in abundance, when he makes remembrance of Allah as his routine, as a part of his life, in morning, in evening, at day, at night, when he remembers Allah in abundance more and more, more and more, so that it becomes his routine to remember the name of Allah, to remember Allah Azza wa Jal while standing and sitting and lying on the beds. As we see in the beautiful life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to remember Allah every time in standing, in sitting, and when he was lying down on his bed. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to keep himself with those people who remember Allah morning, evening, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 28. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. O beloved Prophet, keep yourself patiently with those who call on their Lord morning and afternoon, seeking His pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being taught to keep himself with those people who remember Allah morning and evening. So what is the excellence and what is the greatness of those people who remember Allah subhanahu morning and evening? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being commanded to give his blessed company to those people. Why? Because they remember Allah morning, evening, for getting the pleasure of Allah, for seeking the pleasure of Allah. Yuriduna wajha. They seek wajh of Allah. They seek the pleasure of Allah. Then, even offering prayer. What is the main purpose of offering prayer? As for five time prayers, what is the main purpose? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, wa aqimi salata li zikri. Establish prayer for my remembrance. The main purpose behind offering first a nafal prayer is remembrance of Allah, because that is one kind of remembrance of Allah. To offer prayer, offering prayer is one kind of remembrance of Allah, because when we start our prayer, so from beginning till end, all the actions, all the recitations are the remembrance of Allah. When we say Allahu Akbar, that is the remembrance of Allah. When we recite Sana, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, that is remembrance of Allah. When we recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that is remembrance of Allah. When we recite any ayah and any surah from the Holy Quran, that is remembrance of Allah. When we say Allahu Akbar, when we say Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, then Samiyallahu Al Hamida, then Rabbana Lakal Hamd, then Allahu Akbar, then Subhana Rabbiyal Ala, then At-Tahiyyatu Lillahi. So from beginning till end, even the end of the prayer, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, that is also containing the remembrance of Allah. So prayer from beginning till end, including all of his actions and recitations and words, are for the remembrance of Allah. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned it, wa aqimis salata li dhikri, and establish prayer for my remembrance. That is the greatness of remembrance of Almighty Allah, and that is the thing, that is one of the best qualities of iman. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when Hazrat Muadh radiyallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, what more? Means, what is another best quality of faith, of iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, An tu'mila lisanaka fi dhikrillah. You engage your tongue in remembrance of Allah. So if we have to get that quality, the best quality of faith, so then we have to engage our tongue in the remembrance of Allah. May Allah grant us tawfiq to act upon the beautiful teachings of this hadith. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyal Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the light.